Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You shouldn't be here. Neither should I, or him, according to the working and wisdom of man. 50 years ago, this summer, emotions ran high, heated arguments, many. And St. Martin had a pastoral vacancy. It was filled by an uncertified man to be the new pastor, with the placement, full blessing, support of the district president. A man from a group from the group that walked out of the seminary during the liberal battle over the Bible in the LCMS, in which about 200 congregations found themselves like little St. Martin. Eventually, as this summer, 50 years ago, progressed, 31 members, the minority, true Lutherans, still believe the Bible is holy without error, lose out, lose their building, their congregation. And St. Martin would eventually end up in the ELCA, and family and friends torn apart over God's word. So those 31 members, the true 1908 LCMS congregation, would start meeting in homes this summer, 50 years ago. They couldn't have imagined what we have now. And then in a few years, they would build, with what little they had, they'd build a house for the Lord. What might have seemed hopeless, uncertain, unimaginable, how God could possibly work things out. Perhaps not unlike Elijah, you heard. All seems lost, seems hopeless. How could things possibly work out? Just 7,000 left, the rest forsaking the Lord to follow their own ideas, their own wisdom. I mean, this place should not be here. If it was up to man, none of us should be here. There are times, I think in all our lives, we question, how could things possibly ever work out? And how can God bring any good of this? Perhaps you feel hopeless. Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. I mean, that's the motto of man, if there ever was. We work, we toil, and then nothing. But it doesn't end there. What does Peter then say? Going against all the wisdom and working of man. But at your word, I will. As in the psalm, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. So 2007, a naive, impatient, stubborn, certified man is called here. The first unretired pastor in 30 years to serve in a place that shouldn't be here. That morning, 15 people, right up there, at divine service, in a building likened to a double white trailer. I mean, even looking back at the 100-year history, we should have ended many times over. I spend much of the first year when the phone rings. St. Martin Lutheran Church? No, you want the other St. Martin Lutheran Church a half mile away from us. No, I don't have their number. Thanks, bye. I mean, that's what stubborn Germans get you. But we are the true St. Martin. Right. Well, according to Scripture, our confession, Luther, we are. So 17 years ago right now, the small group from St. Martin, and a small group from Emmaus, gathered for the first time under the banner of risen Savior. Risen, lifted up, as he says, I will draw all people to myself. Risen Savior on a cross, risen from the grave, we preach Christ crucified. That's everything. What else is there? The forgiveness of sins. The Lord is my chosen portion. You hold my lot. It is the work and the wisdom of the Lord alone that stubborn Germans and other saints in the land in whom he delights gathered in a place that is only here. You are only here by the work and grace of the Lord alone. We preach Christ crucified. For all we have, all we teach, all that flows from the crucified one, with water and blood from his side to give us life from a font and altar, joined to, what does it say, the power of God, wisdom of God. In the flesh for you, but at your word, I will receive your gifts, be forgiven. At your word, I will struggle against my wisdom, my flesh. At your word, you hold my lot, my very being. At your word, I am healed, restored. At your word, you make known to me the path of life. Right here in your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your word, I have a joy, a life that never ends. At your word, I will bind myself each day to live intentionally Lutheran, Christian, as your child. I mean, you look at Elijah, St. Paul, the early church, the Reformation, this congregation, and in the hands of men, it seems hopeless. All is lost. All will fail. I mean, look there again at the Psalms. I've set the Lord before me. I shall not be shaken. Amid all that comes against you, his people, his church, therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh will also dwell secure because of a risen Savior. For the Lord casts his net, came for you and so many who lived and laughed and cried and served and sacrificed and suffered and died so that you could sit there and dare call yourself Lutheran. Jesus desires, you see, to dwell in a boat, this nave in a house, to not depart from sinful man. Here, for the lost, for sinners, for dregs, failures, broken, for you. This place for the hurting, the wounded. Do not be afraid, he says. The Lord brought forth this house to catch you in his nets, the church. He only comes for sinners. I mean, no one, and that means no one should dare walk into this place and somehow think that they are not as bad a sinner as someone else. Like St. Peter, you heard, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Unworthy, unable to come before a holy God. Repent. For you he comes to make you saints, holy ones, in whom is my delight. And he does. Behold, this house here, I mean, this defines you. A place of heaven on earth. A place for sinners to bask in the forgiving presence of the Lord, that we in generations may come standing firm in his unchanging truth. Rejoice, never give up hope. Keep up the good fight of faith. But at your word, I will. For this preaching of Christ crucified to resound unto the end, to celebrate his feast, as St. Paul, as often as you eat and drink, you proclaim, you preach his death, crucified, until he comes again. No one gathered 17 years ago from very trying, even hopeless, defeated past could imagine this place. Imagine how God works things that we would be here. It's been an incredible, blessed 17 years. Be in awe and humbled at what the Lord brings now and the years to come. By his grace alone, our victory has been won, and the kingdom ours remaineth. In the name of Jesus, amen.